Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Slow and steady and impressive might be one way to describe the Kentucky Ag Department's farm-to-school effort to put more locally grown products into school menus. KDA's Tina Garland helps coordinate that effort, and one sign of progress has been USDA's farm-to-school census.
85% of our food service directors across the state completed the census, and we spent over $8 million on local foods, and we had over 77 school districts with about 907 schools that are participating consistently in farm to school, and that reaches over 421,000 students.
The kids are getting healthier foods and in time becoming more informed consumers. The process obviously is good for the local farm economy, and Garland says the concept has led to other developments.
You are connecting the food service directors with local producers, and also it reaches out to FFA departments as well. A lot of FFA departments are growing for their schools. A lot of extension agents and ag agents at UK Extension are working with the schools, providing community gardens.
KDA will be working in school administrative workshops in December to help food service directors get more comfortable with the process of direct purchasing. We'll be right back.
The North American Championship Rodeo rides into Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th, 7:30 nightly. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. The rodeo is just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Be sure to wear pink on Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night Friday, November the 11th at the North American Championship Rodeo in Freedom Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster. A portion of each ticket is given to Horses in Hope, a breast cancer awareness group.
The Kentucky Ag Department's Tina Garland says one sign of a growing comfort level among school systems with farm-to-school purchasing is the geographic connections being made. A good example, Fayette County.
They have purchased 682 cases of the Wyatt Farms from Benton, Kentucky, hydroponic lettuce, and that's about 136 cases per week. And dollar amount has been $9,377, and they've purchased bibbed green leaf romaine and a little red leaf for color, and the cases are delivered there in Fayette County, and then the staff distributes them out to the other schools across the district.
Fayette County schools have also connected with Reed Valley Orchard in Bourbon County for apple purchases, another example of the growing success of KDA's farm-to-school effort. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldman on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.